Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, and this is the Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can get together and just talk about local racing. Hosting along with myself tonight, the man on a mission, Jerry White. I forgot to say, it's January 17th, by the way, 2023.
What's happening? The man who's zoned out in the corner.
So we got you off in the distance, Esposito, keep your mask on. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, I'm just going to hide over here.
All right.
In the dark.
In the dark. We'll dim you down a
little bit. It's just nice to be back out in the real world.
Well, hope you feel better soon. If you're going to eat cracked corn, you're going to have to eat out of your own bowl.
Yeah.
Just make sure you don't take from this bowl.
COVID doesn't exist.
And we have this for you.
What are you talking about? COVID
doesn't exist. It's just not as bad as it used to be. You still feel bad, though.
Yes, you do.
Of course, thanks for joining us, Justin.
At this point, I'm just here.
Hey, that's good. I'm glad you're just here. Glad you made it over. I know you had some other things happening just before this. So.
No.
No? Oh,
we,
okay.
Well, no,
I misunderstood.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, nope. You understood exactly what I understood.
It was funny because all day
exactly.
I'm like Avery's games tonight. I was like, I gotta get off work. I gotta make it across town to the game because she's a cheerleading. And then my mom texted me. I was like, what do you mean Avery has a game? She ain't got a game because she's looking at the schedule. It's next Tuesday.
Oh, next Tuesday.
But I was told.
Okay. Well, glad you're here. Regardless.
I would have been here. It's just been a couple of seconds.
He's cheating on us anyway. He's trying to, be famous on Fox 5. Yes, he is.
That's what I hear. Because of unfortunate events, but at the same time,
the amount of people that randomly walk up to me at work and was like, I seen you on Fox 5 last night. I was like, holy crap.
Wow.
I think that's not good.
So
it is good when you redirect them to On Wheels Now.
You can also find me at. No.
Yes.
And you failed to do that, by the way.
I don't know
if you did.
Like I was talking to Matt.
I didn't see it.
Like I was talking to Matt. I was like, they interviewed me for a good 45 minutes.
Wow. Are you serious?
And all they used was 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Welcome to
sure.
TV.
If you watch the newscast, mm-hmm. you'll see my kids and everybody playing football. He follows around for almost 2 hours of just, kind of trying to get the good shot and, like, he got there. We got there kind of early because I wanted to see everybody show up. I wanted to be because I was the one organizing everything. And the news guy was always there. And they were like, well, who am I interviewing? And everybody pointed at me. I'm like, why me? Like, I understand.
Hey, everybody listens
it,
to the radio show.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Why.
And I actually, because he was like, have you ever talked into a microphone? And I was like, yeah, a few times. And then he asked me about it. And I had told him that we do the podcast or the radio show. And I was like, is that racing? And he's like, okay, well, down here we have to hold the microphone, here, and I can't move it. And
right.
My kid in the background screaming, we had to reshoot it. I'm like, well,
okay, kid, shut up. Yeah. We got to reshoot this for the 70th time.
We'll play further away.
And that's what I finally told him. I was like, just go that way.
Well, cool. But they cut it down to...
Yeah, it was like 10 seconds.
45 minutes, 10 most of your interview is on the cutting room floor, huh?
Yeah.
But from what I heard, that was at the 10 o'clock, I guess in the morning at the 7 o'clock, it was
a
different interview. They used a different interview in the morning.
I see.
And I was like...
Of you?
Yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, I never got to see that. I looked for it and everything because I looked on the Fox 5 app and was scrolling.
They hit it from...
Clearly.
Call them up.
I had to watch the whole newscast and just find the 10 seconds I was on there.
See, I only got 10 seconds of fame. I'm still need my other 14 minutes, whatever, 50 seconds. Oh, well. That's cool. That's cool. I mean, it sucks what happened, but that what's up with the player? That...
He's actually back in Buffalo, and
okay. They
said he's going to make a full recovery. They have absolutely zero clue. They ran a bunch of tests because after he got released from Cincinnati, he went to Buffalo, the Buffalo General Hospital, spent 2 days there just doing nothing but testing, and they cannot find what caused it.
Hmm.
So it was like
it was just that hit.
Yeah,
it just.
They said it could have been just a freak accident. That it could have been anything. I mean, there's 10,000 conspiracy theorists, but there's no like proven fact yet. So hopefully someday. Because, I mean, he was only in his second year playing, so he had a whole career ahead of him. So I know they had already talked about him coming back, and I was like, I don't think I'm taking that risk, no matter what caused it.
Well, nothing caused it, so he's healthy. He's fine.
They were like, we ran a test on your heart, and we can't find nothing. So, well, you can believe that, but.
Well, something stopped ticking for a minute.
Right.
I think it was just the impact. Because they were saying that it was the same area that you would do CPR. So if you're trying to start someone's heart in the same place, then I imagine if you get hit in it, you could stop it too.
And it wasn't, like I said before, it wasn't even that hard of a hit.
All right, they were saying, I think, like, if the timing between your heartbeats and
uh-huh.
stuff, so you hit just right at the right time, they can throw it off and cause you to go in.
There was a medical guy came on the TV the night it happened and was saying, it sounds like this, and I can't even pronounce the name of it, but they were like, it's just a sudden impact in between heartbeats and then the adrenaline. And
But it's amazing the stuff that they did. Like, they put him on ice. They put him in a coma, and they put him on ice to stop any type of infection.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me tell you, those sports, you know, doctors they have for the NFL and all the big sports teams, and those are some of the best. They do amazing things that I never even heard of to save those players.
So it got brought to light now, and I watched a video this morning about every stadium. They have a full interview. Like, they have a meeting before the game of all the medical people. And if you are a red hat on the sideline, that means you're the airwave guy. Like, you're in charge of getting oxygen to the players if something happens.
Oh, wow.
If you're wearing an orange hat, you mean this. And it's all the doctors that are on the sideline. It's easier to find you if you know you need a red hat.
Look for that on the TV next time.
I watch TV.
Yeah, I know. Same here.
And it's every sporting event, if it's racing, if it's anything. It's
interesting. I didn't know that.
I didn't know they had defibrillators on the sideline.
Yeah.
They have it. They have people up in the booth that are watching just for injuries. If you see somebody acting funny, like if you get up and that person stumbles a little bit, they'll stop the game immediately and get that player off the field because of concussions.
Wow. Right.
I'm like, you don't think about that before, but now they're interviewing all these different people that work for each team.
Mm-hmm.
And
some of that could be the NFL because of lawsuits. But either way, it's good they're getting there as fast as they can.
Hey, they saved the dude's life.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
that's
said,
the reason why they do that. So that's cool.
He was dead, like heart stopped, no pulse, no nothing for 9 minutes. And now he's up walking around, and he went to a team meeting the other day with the team.
Okay.
So I'm like,
as the doctor said, he won all right.
But it was also the medical professionals from both teams.
Yes, yep.
Like the guy from the other team, he was out on the field just as fast. The two of them were like there instantly.
Because you see it, like, because you see the guy get, you see Damar Hamlin get up, and he stands there for a second, and then all of a sudden he goes. And the referee all of a sudden looks over and starts waving, and he waved towards the Buffalo sideline, but immediately you just seen the Cincinnati guy start running out. And you seen a whole group around him.
Right.
And the announcers, you know, the announcers are just sitting here trying to, like, you know, like off topic, like, oh,
yeah,
just,
let them do their
job.
It's
just a normal, you know,
busy,
an injury, this and that. And then all of a sudden he was like, well, as many of you seen, they are performing CPR. And then you kind of heard like just dead silence, like, that's never happened before. That's
right. Well, you know, you hate to see anything like that happen.
Yeah, I was just going to say, no matter who you're playing or no matter what sport you're in, you don't want to see nobody.
Something like that happen.
And then, it was funny because people I know that don't even watch football were calling me. It was like, is he okay? I was like, you know about as much as I do. You're watching the same broadcast.
Like,
but
just because you're the interview guy, you're the guy that knows the coaching guy. That's why I'm asking you, how was he? Didn't you say, Gary, like on the other side of the fence, the guy who hit him,
it wasn't even from the Bills fans. And what he was saying, he was like, he was getting death threats from random people of different teams. Like, oh, well, I was like, the guy did nothing wrong.
No, he's playing
the guy
game.
Did what he was hired to do.
And like you guys even said, he didn't even hit him that hard.
It wasn't in that hard of a hit. He caught the ball. Like, yeah, he lowered his shoulder, but everybody lowers their shoulder when they're about to get hit.
Right.
Like,
welcome to cancer culture.
Yeah.
And everybody has to tackle that guy with the ball.
Yeah.
If you're on the other team.
Is that the name of the game?
No.
But they were talking about how many parents are going to pull their kids out of sports. Now I'm like, why? It was a freak accident. Like, you can get hurt walking down the street. I always say I'm safer in my race car strapped in than I am driving down I-15.
But that also is the evolution of safety also. You know,
right.
When somebody gets hurt or, you know, somebody passes, like, you know, let's say with Dale Earnhardt Sr.
Yeah, new safety.
That's the evolution of safety.
Standards.
But, I mean, like,
something freaky happens and, you know, like, and they're going to address it.
Yep.
They're already working on some sort of chest plate.
Yeah, the impact plate.
Airbags.
Anytime you get hit,
it's just going to become flag football.
Yeah. Right.
Use jet fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's crazy. But, yeah, you're right. The safety, you know, it sucks when stuff like that happens, but that's the reason why in any sport, the safety measures are what they are today.
And like I said, you guys don't really follow football like I do, but like concussions started happening.
Mm-hmm.
They were changing helmets. There's all type of different like padding in their helmets, and there's really a little air hose in the back. You can hook up air to it, make it tighter, make it. There's a whole.
It's a sleep number.
Like your tire.
Your helmet sleep number.
Like your tire.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Jeez. It's just like Matt said. It's the safety, and anytime you have an issue, you're gonna.
Yeah,
I mean,
address that and try to prevent.
Mm-hmm.
As we talked about before the game or before the show, there was a midget car racer at the Chili Bowl, and he was ejected from the car. And you know now something's going to happen with those seat belts, and or especially with midget racing because those cars slip way too fast.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, a few things. You know, they might come up with different measures, or they might just
enforce different rules.
Enforce, yeah, the tracks have to be more. In tune to make sure everyone's belts are buckled.
We're going to hire a seat belt checker.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. You pick up one of the ones at the amusement parks. Someone that checks all the bars.
We got a carny here checking the belts.
If you don't hear enough clicks, you know you're not tight.
But you know, but that doesn't—that's actually not a bad thing to say. Hey, maybe have somebody go through while they're in lineup. You know, go and, hey, you need to tighten these up or something like that. I know going on the track in the past, like they'll tell you, put your face shield down.
Yeah.
They haven't done it this past couple years, but in the previous regime and before that, they would tell you to, you know, when you're getting on the track,
especially in short track, too, because if you're not part of a team or you don't have a crew with you, like there's a lot of racers that come by themselves.
Right.
So, you know, you're working on the car, then you're prepping the car, then you get into lineup, and you're getting into your own car and strapping yourself.
I've done that myself for years, you know, and it's a pain in the butt.
Well, yeah, well, you're trying to, you know, reach. And
you know, I'm sure some of us will admit to it or not, you know, where you just need to get going, and you just don't get fully belted in or tightened up until you're
going. I guess that's
going.
With me, I was sitting on the front stretch under pace laps, yanking on my belt.
Right.
Because I like being tight. I hate my body moving.
Or you get out there and you didn't put your, you know, the crutch belt on or something. I mean, were you going to stop and you rebuff? You should, yes.
Yes,
you should.
Stop the whole show for you to rebuff.
But it would be nice for someone just to come by and
just check it.
Give a yank on your things or an inspection, yeah.
And Kevin... The lineup guy in Vegas, he'll walk by and he'll give you fist bumps, and he actually goes and talks to you before everyone.
Yeah, he's actually looking and stuff sometimes. I noticed that.
And you know he is because he's yelled multiple times.
He's usually looking to make
gloves.
Sure you've got your wristband on that tape because the trap told him. Make sure you don't
care about nothing else with their wristband.
That's what he's told to do.
I hear him all the time.
Kevin's a good guy. I like Kevin.
Tell him to put their gloves on and stuff.
Right.
And you're not talking about Kevin Terrell. You're talking about Kevin, the lineup guy.
Kevin Lightfoot.
Not like Kevin Lightfoot. He should have came in tonight, but he's too busy for us.
He says Gary didn't ask me to come in tonight.
Oh, you don't need to be asked. That's
every
right.
time we do, he's busy.
He's busy sitting on his couch.
No, he's sitting in the late model.
Oh,
he actually raced. I haven't had us do.
Yeah.
He actually drove the Legend car.
This past weekend?
No, the 31st.
No, the 31st.
New Year's Eve.
That was last year. That was old
news. That's old news.
Yeah.
I don't think I was in on
this. I didn't know how he did. How'd you do, Kevin?
He'll pop on here in a minute.
Was it fun to get back in something? Because I think it's been a little while since he's raced. I don't know. Especially a legend. That would be tough because they're quick reacting.
But he's the right height for a legend.
I thought he was beginning a bando.
Yep.
Little Rob Street. Grew up and beautiful little kid.
Hey, yeah. Can't blame you. Blame him for that.
I got to win it sometime. Rather be an 8-year-old or a 48-year-old.
Right. Now, speaking of Havasu, they had a race this past weekend, didn't they? The,
yes.
Was it their late model championship night? I believe. I don't know who won the championship.
No, I don't think it's now. I think it's a couple weeks.
No,
it
was
the name of it was late model championship.
Yeah, the late models. I don't know about anything else. But
they had a twin late model race then, yes.
So wait a minute. How does that work when you're racing the boss? Right? Because isn't he in charge of the legends?
It sucks. I've watched my race all the time.
Right.
I think he's the... I don't know. Does Havasu follow the same rules as Vegas?
They're not sanctioned, but I'm sure they follow the same rules, yes. I mean, why wouldn't you? The difference is they just aren't sanctioned, that's all.
I think one night I heard Kevin quit, but... It looked like he was back working again. So.
Who hasn't? Was this out at the border?
Yeah.
Who hasn't quit out there at some point or another? No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Intentionally or unintentionally.
Right, one way or the other. I know I've walked away from the track, stopped racing there for a year or two or more, a couple different times.
We just had this conversation the other day.
I quit my job almost every other day.
What do you mean? I quit mine every 2 hours.
I quit.
Some people even packed up their cars and left.
Yeah, went and played at a different sandbox, huh?
That's right.
Now, you know, and that's part of the racing. Traveling is...
But isn't that what we're trying not to have with Bryce?
But,
don't get pissed off and just leave, come talk to you guys?
Well, yes. We want you to get pissed off on your own track and then come to us and we'll give you a big, big hug.
We'll give you a hug that you needed at your track.
It'd be virtual, but no.
Credentials building is someone with a free hug sign.
Well, as I say, not as I do.
You know, it's just...
Get your wristband, get a free hug, make your way to the pits.
That's part of your check before you go on the track.
Uh-huh. Your hug.
Wait, that's our driver's meeting. Everybody has to hug each other. So they don't get mad at each other. No. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, we don't know if we can fix the problem or not. But we definitely can't fix the problem if we don't know about it, you know? So
see the guy to your left? Hug him.
Yeah.
And also with you.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, we're going to make it fun one way or the other.
You know, and we are going to allow, you know,
Hugging,
but not just walking in the pits. Gary had a great idea. Skateboards are not in our pits.
That's right. Only skateboards.
Our pits are a little different. We'll find out later.
Are you guys going to have a boxing ring in the corner?
There
you
go.
Turn three? Any driver gets
on the
front
stretch. Settle your fights.
It'll be victory lane / boxing ring.
Yeah, right.
No, that's in front of the stage, the entertainment stage. So you get live boxing music.
There's been quite a few people I would like to get in a boxing ring with.
Well, That could happen. Never know. I haven't seen a good pit fight in a while, but
and hopefully you don't see one there.
Yeah, we won't see one there. Yeah, that's one thing that we Gary definitely brought up that we talked about is absolutely no fighting. You know, once that starts happening, it just there's no.
It just continues.
Yeah,
just
out, you're gone. But I don't know. You know, if we don't know about an issue, then we can't address it. Whether we can fix it or not, or at least we can address it, but you got to let us know.
Why you keep looking at me?
What you eating over there?
Crack corn. But hey, before we get too far along, I do want to say if you need earbuds for your race car or need hearing aids, you want to get a hold of Cindy Clark at HairClear, 725-333-4327. That's 725 area code. That's local. 333 H E A R. Make sure you get a hold of Cindy and get them ordered now. I believe she'll still come to you and get the mold set up for your ears and get your stuff.
Even with the earbuds, Gary still couldn't hear me talk, or he just ignored me.
I can answer that one.
Go ahead, answer.
And with Cindy's, you can order different size lengths of wires. So. Off to the another subject. So.
My mother's yelling at me, no more eating popcorn or you can't go to dinner.
Uh-oh.
That's coming from your mom. And you better listen to your mom.
You're going
to
spoil your appetite.
That's right.
Hey, a big race coming up this weekend out at Irwindale. It's their All-Star Showdown. That's always a big show. On the 21st with the SRL super late models. They've had some big names show up for that in the past, like at Bakersfield and so on. But Irwindale half mile track's always fun to watch. When's the last time you've been to Irwindale? Was it with us?
Yep.
Yeah, they always have a good show. They always have a great fireworks show. I want to say at least every show we've been to,
One of the coolest spotter stands. I love that spotter stand.
Man, I like it.
Yeah, yeah, binoculars.
Exactly.
See, I didn't have issues. Maybe you guys are just getting old.
I didn't have
issues seeing up there.
The only issue I had was getting yelled at, even though I'm supposed to be watching everybody and Gary.
Hey, no. It's okay. On to Irwindale.
But, The only problem with that is for a small team where if you only have one or two people, that makes it tough.
Yeah.
You know, to,
if your driver got the flat tire, it's going to be a week before you get to him.
You better make some plans with somebody else,
right.
Some competitors.
You better have Uber standby.
It's the only bad thing about that, but it is cool to be way up there and be able to see, you know, everything happening because you can see everything happening.
And I like spotting from, like, the actual front stretch, not like Vegas where we spot from the corner, because sometimes it is hard when you're in the corner trying to spot because you
can't
see
all the way
everything.
The other side, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's NASCAR. Better. NASCAR spots up on top of the stands, just like
we do. 75 people on each team, so they can have five spots.
I wasn't talking about that. I was talking about the actual the view.
I know. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. The view is what it should be.
You can see
everything. Yeah. You know, and
speaking of Irwindale, though, did you guys see Frankie Muniz is going to ARCA now?
No.
He was racing. Which Frankie Muniz is Malcolm in the Middle, the actor.
Really?
And he was racing out of Irwindale for Huddleston's team.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
He's now got a ride in the ARCA series.
Oh.
No, cool.
Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that.
But he's been racing. Do you got time to read them?
This has been
like
going.
Anyway,
this has been going on.
But yeah, he started racing right after the show.
No, during it.
Yeah.
He and that's what everybody was like. Oh, he's just getting the racing stuff now because he's an actor and he has
no.
He's
he
already doing it.
Yeah,
as a teen. Yeah.
Yeah, I know he was involved with some stuff before, but.
But I saw a story today, and he was like the Small World. He was at the 2001 Daytona 500. And he did the pace car the day Dale Earnhardt died. And then right before he got in the pace car, Dale Earnhardt went up and talked to him and said how great his show was, which is Malcolm in the Middle. Sterling Marlin was in the 40 car, the Coors Light car. I guess when the wreck happened, there were three cars involved, and it was Sterling Marlin, Kenny Schrader, and Dale Earnhardt. And when Frankie went down to run the Daytona in the ARCA series, when he tested it, it was Sterling Marlin's car he drove in 2001 is now Frankie's car. Oh, and that's 20-something years later.
Wow.
I watched an interview this morning, and I was like, that's a small-ass world right there. And he was like, it's a CG chassis, which is Chip Ganassi, which was what Sterling raced. And that was the exact car that he raced in the Daytona 500 that he was involved in the wreck that killed Dale Earnhardt.
Oh.
And now he's racing the car in the ARCA series 20 years later.
I think it's a setup. He's playing the long game.
Better watch out.
Well, I was like, that's a small ass world right there.
It's weird how stuff kind of makes its way through life, right? You never know. How you doing with your health issues and all that? Good?
I don't know.
You're back to normal?
I don't know.
I'm just here.
I'm pretty sure like last week or something you asked for body parts back.
I said, is it too late to get a gallbladder put back in?
Only if you take the stones with it.
Honestly, I think I felt like I was walking out. I'm like, I think if I can get it back, I would take it in a heartbeat. I would take the stones. I never had issues like my body and like eating things.
Well, I'm glad you clarified issues.
You didn't have issues. You didn't have issues until you had issues.
And I was like, I feel worse now. Like everything I eat upsets my stomach. And
well, that's just worse. Crack corn pie before you go eat dinner.
I can eat a salad and go like, ugh.
Really? Go see a dietitian with what you have, and maybe they can set you up on a diet that works.
No more greasy foods. That's what happens.
But like I said, even if I eat a salad.
Yeah, but you can't eat a burger after.
No, three burgers.
Three burgers after.
Salad with bacon. Yeah.
The funny, the doctor was like, what's your favorite food? Or no, before he asked me that, he was like, listen, you can't eat pizza, you can't eat chicken wings, you can't eat this, you can't eat that. And I was like, hold up. And he was like, what's your favorite food to eat? I said, pizza and chicken.
Everything you just mentioned.
Yeah.
I was like, I go to a Bill's Bar every Sunday.
Yeah, wings.
The famous thing is pizza and wings. Like, and you can't have pizza without wings.
That's crazy.
I mean, I still eat them, but...
Shh, don't tell your doctor.
Did you see that Travis Pastrana is going to race part-time for 2311?
Yep. In what?
NASCAR. He's going to do the Cup.
Really? In Cup.
For 2311, which is Denny Hamlin and Michael Jordan.
Oh, interesting.
Well, like I said, he did that before, but it was in the Truck Series, right? I don't think he ever... Or maybe Xfinity?
I think he did Xfinity.
And now he's going Cup racing. He's doing the Daytona 500.
Yep. He came from the dirt. Now he's doing, that sounds like Robbie Gordon.
Well, no. He originally started on dirt bikes. Pastrana.
Yeah. Yeah, and he does stunt stuff.
Rallycross, nitro circuits, all that.
He did drive with Bryce Menzie for a few years. Yeah,
the nitro circus.
Yeah, so, he's in charge of that, isn't he? He's the...
Kevin Trell finally chimed in. He said Xfinity Series.
He's listening. I want to see Travis Pastrana driving the dirt. I wanted the dirt races because I bet he'd be really good.
Well, that dirt racing and the dirt racing he's used to is two different dirt races.
Maybe he could do some jumps in circle track dirt racing.
Yeah. Put some jumps in there.
As Kyle Larson said, even the dirt that, like, when he... The dirt late models compared to the cup cars on dirt, he was like, it's like, he's like, you don't know anything about dirt in a cup car. He was like, they don't act like a dirt car. They don't do nothing.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I mean, if you're used to a late model or modified or something like that, and you know, the car moving and then you get in a stiff ass cup car on dirt and it's like.
It's like Mark Allison, his. Modifies, he drives that thing like it's an asphalt car, but he passes and wins. And I've seen him go from 12th place to first place. I'm like, how the hell did he get there? It's only four laps.
The issue is whenever I watch him in a modified, he usually either doesn't do good or spins out.
Well, they
so
were.
I need to stop watching him, apparently.
Allison?
Yeah.
Well, I know in the modified he's been in recently, they were testing a lot of different things, throwing different stuff at it. So probably why. But yeah, they definitely don't put in some of the same stuff that some of these other modified people have been putting into their modifieds. It's too much. So much for like crate motor racing, right?
Yeah.
Keep the cost down. I don't know. I'd like to see kind of them roll back a little bit and say, hey, I think Tucson has their modified rules where there's no bump stops, just conventional only, but I don't know if they allow other things, but
I want to see the LMTS truck on dirt.
Someday.
It's in the works.
Someday. You never know.
As you know, dealing with promoters, it takes a long time to get a phone call back.
I will not be spotting for you. I want to be in the truck that race.
Whoa.
That's something I want to do.
Got a feeling you'll be cleaning the trucks afterwards.
Yeah, you'll have a job with the trucks.
That's right. You'll have a truck. You'll have a job.
You can sit in the truck to clean the windows inside.
I miss dirt racing.
Happy birthday, Justin. We got you a power washer. Why?
I love asphalt, but I miss dirt racing.
Dirt racing's a lot of fun.
That it is.
I think it's fun, but I don't like sliding around.
You don't like getting dirty.
Yeah, I don't like getting dirty. I don't like sliding around. I'm like, oh, man, is it going to hold when it hit the wall or what?
I learned with dirt, you have to learn how to drive with your feet. And I think that's the biggest thing that you have to figure out.
Same thing with skid plate.
Well, like me, you got to learn how to open your eyes. You just close your eyes and go.
Well, like on asphalt, you try to be like you try to repeat the same thing over and over. You try to be, you know.
In dirt, you can't.
In dirt, you do the same thing, but guess what? Something changes.
Yep. You hit turn one on lap one. It's not going to be the same on lap two.
Every corner is different.
Yeah.
On every lap.
And I watch pro racing a lot, and you see the drivers you'll see them randomly. Like Larson is the number one guy. He goes up to the top, and like three and four, he's on the top line. One and two, he's on the bottom. Then back to one and two, he's in the middle, and he's out.
Trying to find the fast.
Well, he's
line.
Looking for the grip, is what he's doing.
Yeah, it's like me. I hate that because like, just when you think you got something, it's like, oh shoot, that, you get a little out of it and all that. And like Racing Gary, he's real consistent on dirt, you know. And it's like, you know, if you make any mistake, he's gonna get you. And it's really I don't know how you do it, but you know, it's like really fun racing with Gary, but you know, I know he was the guy to beat out at Pahrump.
I had him beat one race. And the memory.
Wait, say
up.
That again.
One race I had him beat, I was leading and leading and leading. Yeah. And imagine that I was driving his
uh-huh.
car,
yeah.
And it broke on me. That was the old 81.
Well, imagine that. I hooked it up just so it would break at lap 19.
He loosened the bolt.
He pushed a little button in his car.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. James Bond style.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's in that big boat, right? Yeah.
That thing was fun to drive on dirt because it stuck to the ground. It didn't move very much.
Yeah.
And that thing was a tank to pass when JJ drove that car on dirt.
No, JJ's
the Bando line.
The Buick. The Buick.
Oh, yeah.
Now that, once he got that thing sideways, you couldn't
pass.
He took up all four lanes, man.
And those are 40-foot lanes.
That's right.
Michael Lane took up all four lanes, too.
Yeah, trying to get around JJ. When he gets that thing sideways, you got to get him coming out of the corner. That's the only place you can get JJ with that Buick was coming out of the corner.
When I first went to Pahrump, I had the big motor in my car, and I couldn't get that thing to stick for anything. And JJ was like, act like there's an eggshell under your foot, and just barely push it down, and I got faster. But Gary's little Ford just kept kicking my ass.
Yeah, well, you know, he's consistent in that thing. I mean, of course, he knows his car. So
I miss dirt racing.
Yeah, it's too bad Pahrump's not around because, you know, you take for granted – you know, it's an hour and a half away or less, you know, some place to race and complain about it all you want. But then now that it's gone, it's like, damn, wish you could just
now you're complaining
out
more than it's gone.
Exactly. but
I want to race a dwarf car again. That was fun. That was the most fun I've ever had racing.
Really?
With those dwarf
cars.
You
like that little thing?
Those dwarf cars are so much fun.
Just because they react so fast, or
I don't know. I really, and it clicked with me. I went from my first night. I went from 14th to 5th, and I watched the car barrel roll over top of me. But we won't talk about that part.
Right, that's the bad part.
Yeah, that's part of racing.
Yeah, inch and a half. Not when roll cage tubing. That's not.
Not when I
mean,
came from bombers.
Inch and a quarter.
We don't flip in bombers.
Right.
Usually.
No, I can see how those would be a lot of fun to race. Closest I've done to that, I've never raced one, but they had these, they were called baby grands. They were just the same thing, but mm-hmm. they had, instead of like the legend type bodies mm-hmm. or the dwarf bodies,
yeah.
they had a race car body, but it was the same.
Baby Grand National.
Yeah. Same thing. And they
We saw those up in American, at American. Those little.
No, those are the different. Those are the.
Mini cups.
Yeah, those you lay down. And these are just like, they were legends with a different body on it. That's all these baby grands were. And it was fun, I was out there, I was like, oh, man.
And I think it was also the power of the dwarf cars. They're so quick
mm-hmm.
on everything, but they were fun to drive.
What do they weigh, 1,200 pounds? Something around there.
Yeah, they were light. And when you come out of the corner and you start feeling that front, you can kind of feel it lifting.
Hey, that happens to me in my cars. You can feel the front lifting.
I don't know. Mojave was my favorite track of all time. I love racing Mojave with that no wall.
I've only raced mini stocks there, and it is fun. I like Mojave.
And Mark Dilley was actually the car I was in, and he told me, he was like, you want to get it up to your right rear is off the track. And I was like, we're good on this.
I'm scared.
Yeah.
But like by lap 10, I was up there. And when you hit that, when you hit it perfect, it turns the car for you. And you just get back in the throttle and go.
If you hit it wrong, you just disappear.
Now you just go over the back stretch.
Where'd he go?
But when the fly guy during the driver's meeting, he was like, if you're new to the track, he was like, if you're in turn 3 and 4 and you can't see, he was like, because it's dark as hell. The lighting there is not okay. He was like, as soon as you see me, hit the throttle, you'll be good. You're still on the track. So great.
Not point toward you. Not me.
He's like, as soon as you can see me in your front window, you're good. You're back on track.
Yeah, that's a fun track. And they get a crowd there.
Yeah.
If you've never been there, you should check out Mojave. What is it called? Speedway or Raceway?
Mojave Valley Raceway.
Sure. I'm going to have Mojave Valley Raceway. Check it out. When you go there, you'll think you're lost and this is wrong. The directions I got are wrong because it's not down here, but before you know it, it's going to be on your right-hand side down that street.
Just boom, there it is.
I must say, the last time we were there, it was opening night, and the race cars ran out of the pit area, and they were out in the parking lot unloading and racing from the parking lot.
Wow.
And it was
we're going to have that same problem too, don't worry.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We have a parking lot there.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We're going to have the same problem.
Yeah, we'll see. We hope so.
You guys have no faith.
I have faith.
Have no faith.
That's a good goal to shoot for, that's for sure. And that's just it. Down at Blythe, we'd like to make it a racer's track. Come down and that's your
No matter what, no matter what, if you get 10 cars, you're still doing better than that track was 3 years ago being shut down. So,
yeah, just come have some fun. And, as far as rules and stuff go down at Blythe, if it doesn't fit, just let us know, first of all, but just show up. We'll address those issues. Come have some fun.
It's a work in progress.
Right.
It. This track, that track, that. Hey, just bring your car. We'll work it out.
You don't have
to
like me or Gary. Just
That's
come
right.
on. You can like the track.
That's right. At least try it.
Yeah.
At least come down and try
don't
it.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah. If you like it, cool.
We're like drug dealers here. Just try it once.
Uh-huh.
And we hope so.
Try it once and you will only keep coming back to us.
We hope you like it enough to keep coming back. Yeah, and that's just it. It's your track. It's for you guys. It's somewhere else to race that, and a lot of hard work going into that thing. So, come enjoy it and appreciate it just as much as we do, and have fun. Right?
Yeah.
That's about it.
Have as much fun as you can have.
No doubt.
And we'll have fun with you.
Right. Is Vegas, they got their schedule out or anything?
Yeah.
It is? I looked on LVMS, the big site. I didn't see it on there, but.
I don't know what. I saw it somewhere. I don't remember where.
It was posted in the Southwest Racers page.
Oh, yeah. Facebook.
Uh-huh.
So it's officially out.
Okay. Yeah. Gary could probably pull it up quicker than us.
I don't know how.
I know it's on the Facebook, it's on the Bowling Racer page.
Okay.
I think Kyle Jacks or Sam Jack, one of them, they posted about it.
So that's good. You know, finally, I know it's tough getting schedules out and all that.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's good to finally see some schedules out. I know out at Willow, you know, they have some dates out of that little track.
That track gives me nightmares.
Does it? Why? I like that track. It's a fun little track.
I don't know if it was the whole pushing Mark Allison from turn in the middle of the corner when his transmission broke on foot, just pushing him up the hill.
Yeah. That was probably not a good night for you.
No. No. The best was when
Dylan.
No.
When you called me Patrick? Oh.
Yeah, that too.
Who the hell is Patrick?
No, he's looking around. Hey, Justin.
What's up?
Who's Patrick?
Oh, that's funny.
What Dylan, the spotter.
Yep.
Dylan Ranky.
Yeah.
So, no, the best part was Stan Mullis.
And the kid, yeah.
Had
the
kid. Yeah.
Hey, my shoe tied.
He just straight out told him. Dan didn't hesitate. No. All right, come here.
Mm-hmm. And the best part about it is there's a picture floating.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I snapped a photo that night.
Yeah, and it don't mean nothing to nobody, but that kid later on in life can say, hey, look, I didn't know.
The day he gets into Bandoleros, I'm going to have him sign that because that might be the start of his career in motorsports.
Well,
I'll say that kid loves racing. That kid is.
Then we can rub it in Stan's face. Look.
Uh-huh. No, we can make Stan help pay that bill.
Right, there you go.
Hey, look, you can tie a shoe. You can help
you can
me
help
race. For a race. Yeah.
Sponsor that.
Shoelace race team.
Yeah. Racing on a budget.
I think of the three kids, I think if anybody doing racing, it's him. I don't think Ryder can focus enough long enough to race.
What about you? When are you going to be allowed to race again?
Hey, we don't want him to race. He's busy helping.
That's true. That is true. Yeah, you keep on his wife to keep or girlfriend, whatever. I don't know. Wife by time.
Not yet. No.
7 years. How long have you been together?
Five.
Oh man, you got a couple more years. It's getting close, though. It's getting close. You keep on her about keeping him away from race cars. Do you ever have an itch to get back?
Always.
Yeah.
It's funny because I walked away from racing. I didn't want to race anymore. And then I started helping you guys again. And then my brother got in the race car. And I'm just like, really? We're doing this again?
Yep. Stuck without a car.
Yep.
And we appreciate that, by the way, for helping out. You don't know how much that helps. It's really cool that you've done that for
us. Looks like February 18th is opening night at the Bowling.
Oh, February 18th. Okay.
Yes, February 18th.
And I'm assuming they have a Friday night practice.
Yes.
Typically.
Practice is the 11th, right?
Yes.
Okay.
The 11th. Yep.
And then February 25th.
So they have
the... Now, the Bowling's ending their season on July 3rd. Is that what I've seen?
Yes.
Their regular...
Yeah, the regular season ends on July 3rd.
They still have an ARCA and a open comp, whatever they call it, the Star Nursery race after.
So the July 3rd race is going to be a bigger shit show. Usually everybody drove crazier that night. I've seen a lot of bad wrecks on July 3rd because...
Really? I know the late model truck series has always been a clean race on July 3rd. in the past.
All the bowling guys think that, oh, we got like 3 months to fix our car. We're good.
Hey, the good news, you know, when you guys get bored after the July 3rd race, you still got some races down at Blythe. You can come. It's only 3 hours away. Depending on where you live in Vegas. It takes me 3 hours. 3.5 probably pulling a race car. But they have the, from Riverside County all the way down, they've resurfaced and repainted the stripes and all that.
Because they knew Blythe was opening back up. They wanted
Gary pulled some strings and he got it resurfaced all the way back down into Blythe, down to the I-10.
Just couldn't get him onto the track, though.
No,
huh?
I couldn't get him to do that left turn right before that, but, hey, it's close. It's close enough.
He's focused on club mode here.
I know. He's still looking. I think it's looking at schedules. I'm not sure. And I'm assuming they have every – it's opening night for the NASCAR division, so I'm assuming it's the streets – there are super stocks.
It'll probably be everybody.
Factory stocks.
Family. I think I just looked at the dates, and I looked at your guys' dates.
Prolates, probably. I don't know. I don't even know if skid plates are on that day. Not sure. But always fun to race at the Bullring.
Always a blast at the Bullring.
Irwindale, always fun at Irwindale. I love that track. You know, and let me tell you, Tim Huddleston over there, he puts on a good show. He's actually the guy doing everything. He's announcing. He's around. I mean, everywhere you look, that's where Tim Huddleston is. He's going around. He's talking to drivers. He's interviewing people. He's announcing. You know, he's in the pits. He's in a safety vehicle. Man, I don't know what that guy doesn't do. At Irwindale, but he's all over the place. He always puts on a great show, and man, they have fireworks almost every race. It's like 4th of July at Irwindale almost every race night.
Oh, man, they have a hell of a fireworks.
And they're good fireworks. They're not just cheesy fireworks.
Auto soccer.
Yeah, they do. They're enduro.
Demolition derby in the dark.
Yeah. Close your eyes. You might as well demo in the dark.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you know what they should do is just put glow-in-the-dark paint on them, just like bowling in the dark, whatever they call
cosmic
it.
Cosmic bowling.
Cosmic bowling. Do cosmic demo.
Don't give Gary no ideas.
That would be fun.
Now that we have flat grass in the infield, we might be doing some demo stuff.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
I'd rather do it in the middle. Stay away from the walls. Keep it in the center.
No, we put barricades.
Yeah, we'll put barricades.
Put a barricade out there, barricade it all up. And then let them in and put another barricade right there.
There you go.
Hey. Luckily, you got a new toy to move all the barricades.
Oh, yes, I do. And guess what?
I'm not allowed to touch it.
That's right.
We'll have Bandolero demos.
Hey, Mike got to drive it a couple weeks ago.
I did.
He was like, how do you make this thing go?
Man, I was like stopping and going. I was doing all kinds of stuff.
That's your new pace car, right?
Yeah, there you go.
That's a redneck shit right there.
Hang a flag off the back.
Leave the back go on there.
Yep. Yeah, that's I think it's going to be fun. Yeah, we hope you guys are ready to come down to Blythe and have some fun. You know, we need your help, of course. You know, everyone's help.
I like how he looked right at me when he said, we need your help.
We need your help, everybody. No. Anyway. Late Mile Truck Series, I know, schedule-wise, is coming out soon.
Very soon.
You know, it's tough juggling with every track because this year, every track has been late at coming out with their stuff. I'm telling you.
I know Blythe was, too. I mean,
Blythe had it out early. They had it out in
June. Y'all should really get on them.
Blythe had it out in June.
No.
I know that.
The truck series, because of the multiple tracks we're dealing with.
Well, you got to think, too, when one track changes their mind or something, that changes the whole schedule that we already had. So you got to look at every other track dates all over again. Hey, we've got some good dates, I think, that will be coming out soon. It's going to be a fun season, interesting season. We got a good mix in there, different tracks, so should be a lot of fun.
Sounds like a lot of work for Justin.
Should be a lot of fun. Hope your car stays running, but if not, you can always use your Dodge Charger. It's there for you. There for you, Justin.
I think the most exciting part is that it hasn't been someone's home track for a while. So there's going to be a lot of competition through the tri-states.
Yeah, you know, we hope so. And like,
I think that's going to be fun because it's not going to be like, you know, all Bullring people or all Irwindale people or all, you know, Havasu people.
Right.
It's going to be a really good mix.
Yeah, there's a handful of locals, but it's always been a good mix at that track in the past. Like you mentioned, you know, hey, come out, start your own records. You know, new records are going to be made the first time you're on an official, you know, qualifier or a race event. Your times will stand until somebody else comes and beats them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want to be one of the first to get your name out there. We'll post, you know, your fastest times and so on, and be a good chance to, you know, get your team some more recognition and so on. And, you know, come on out. And speaking of that, let us know if you want team recognition. We have sponsorships available, you know, for you to, you know, get your team name out there. There's some billboard spaces. There's some program spaces, things like that, and banners, and, you know, different areas of the track if you want it. So let us know. It's a good opportunity for your teams, you know, and your sponsors and your business, even if you own a business, a good chance for you to get going, you know, because it's not just advertising to Blythe. You're advertising the racers that come through there, and, mm-hmm. and a lot of racers are business owners themselves. You know, they see that stuff, so... and again, support the names that are on the race cars and on the race team, you know, race trailers and all that, because they support local racing, whether you're from Havasu, Blythe, Vegas, you know, California, Orange, you know, show, anywhere, support those teams that the businesses that are out there supporting the racing, you know, that's real important. It helps keep it going. So
payouts. Jacob Quintaro, what's the payout for factory stocks at Blythe?
Speaking of Quintaro, did he just win a race down at Havasu? How much did you get paid there?
How much did you get paid in? Yeah. See, you guys think I'm not listening. I'm fixing schedules over
That's
here.
Right. And congratulations, you know, to your win and your factory stock win this past weekend. I know he's got a championship down there, so. Good. I don't know what part of the season he is with Havasu. I haven't been keeping up with their schedule or anything, but hopefully he's on his way to another championship in Havasu, so that's cool. We'll see.
So I ain't been to Havasu in a hot minute.
Yeah.
$150.
$150. There you go. Hey. Gary will give you $100.
$51
out of his own pocket if he has to.
Right.
Just to make you happy.
That's right. To make you keep coming back, see?
And we do have a cool down room just for you.
With air conditioning.
I was going to say the name, but I didn't.
With air conditioning. Yes.
We wet you down first.
Yeah.
Stay in the room.
We got about 5 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
I got something that...
Bone to pick?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. I got something. That's right, Quintaro. It's all about the love. The love of the sport. Take a look at my hair, see? I got something that is pretty important to this show.
Well, sweet. I can't wait to hear it.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Today.
Oh.
Today marks 11 years I've been on this show.
But we've had to deal with Gary.
And let me tell you, I tend to think I'm the one holding, or I was the one holding this show together. For a long, long time, they all wanted to leave at one time or another.
Well, you know, and that is true. There was, of course, when JJ was here, and thanks, first of all, for coming on when you did back in the day.
Yes. And, by the way, I was asked to come on the show from a friend, from another friend, and I'm like, hey, and you can ask, hey, I'll come on, but JJ's got to come with me.
Yep.
And he's like, I don't care, whatever, come on. And I haven't left since.
That's right. And it's been good. It's been good ever since. Of course, JJ, I miss him. I wish he was here also.
JJ was very entertaining.
He added a new element, element to the show, and I hope he's doing well and all that. And, miss him. But, 11 years. Can you believe that? It's hard to believe that it's been that long. I've been doing it for a couple months or so before that. I did a lot of shows by myself. But it's really cool, to have these guys come on as a guest. And, same with you guys. You were a guest, and, you came on to help. How long has it been with you? Can't believe it's been a couple years or so, something like that.
Starting my third year? I think I'm starting my third year.
Is it?
No, because I started right before COVID.
And as you know, we've missed a few shows here.
And we've learned, during the big election time, the Tuesdays are the hardest time because it's, elections on Tuesdays, the big elections. So, we can't compete
and
with that.
Find somebody that's ran a longer local motorsport racing.
Yeah, you won't.
This
is the longest running Las Vegas motorsports show.
Sometimes we talk about Thane Alderman's dogs. Sometimes we talk about whatever.
If you race to the bathroom, it's a racing show.
That's right. If the dog races out the door when he opens it, it's a race.
That's right. It's all about racing.
Yes.
We talk about football, hockey.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
sports.
Okay. That's right.
But yes.
But that's just part of it, though. It's racers just talking about racing. Of course, we all have personal lives, and we all like other things too, besides just auto racing. I know Gary likes mostly just auto racing, but so it is cool. So 11 years, wow! Congratulations. And Gary's right. There are some times where life happens, and you're just thinking about, hey, let's kind of step back for a little bit, a year or two or something like that. And, and Gary keeps the push going to make sure it's happening. Different things happen in our lives. And thanks to Cindy for stepping in also.
Absolutely.
In days that I can't be here, appreciate Cindy Clark for doing what she does.
In the
last
two or three years, she's filled in for us when you have to leave. So
it used to be more frequent, but typically once a month now. Yeah.
And if it wasn't for Cindy Clark, the show probably wouldn't go on Tuesdays.
After 11 years, you guys could do the show yourself. Come on. I don't want to hear no complaining anymore.
Cindy Clark is great.
Did you not watch the show with these two?
They did fine.
You
did
not watch the train wreck the week off?
It's fine. And same with you, Justin. Thanks for coming and popping in.
3 years.
I've been on for
3 years.
I used to get the guests, and then Gary kind of stepped in, kind of helped get guests. And then Cindy, she's always out there searching for guests for us. And, local racing.
And by the way, she calls herself Plan B. She's not the Plan B.
She's the morning after pill.
That's right.
I just kidding.
Wow.
Thanks. We do appreciate it.
Again, 11 years. Okay. So, yes.
We'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m., another show. And are we doing next week or the week
next
after?
Week.
I thought we talked about the 24th.
Oh, shit.
I think we did the 24th.
It is next week.
Oh, man.
Again.
Make sure you go see some
next week.
Make sure you go see some race down at Irwindale. It's a big show down there, All-Star Showdown. Check it out. It'll be a great show. Otherwise, we'll see you live next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks, everyone. Appreciate it.
Thanks for listening.